Well, now we've come to that time where the Holy Family were to receive visitors to the manger to see what was promised all those years before. It's very interesting that in most of the stories about angelic visits to those who are told what they must do, there was a lot of a fear element involved. And I don't know if you're like me, but there are certain things within my life that brings about knots of fear. And I suspect you can name some of them. We all get a bit fearful about some things. I'm not too good at heights, for instance. I love the Cornish footpath, but not a lot of good if you're afraid of heights. And fear can get a real grip in that situation. Other kind of fears, some kind of fear is actually quite healthy. I mean, it's quite good to have a respectful fear, for instance, of danger. And I think, you know, when the adrenaline is running, you think, well, actually, probably best if I don't do this. Or if I do it, I'm very careful about how I do that thing. That's why health and safety regulations are so hot these days. Can't do a thing in churches anywhere at all unless health and safety is well in place, and quite right too. I suspect you've all got fears. Now, when the angels visited the shepherds, the first things that the angels had to say was, fear not. They had to say, fear not. And of course, they feared because they sensed the amazing presence of God in the angelic beings. And actually what was going on in them was something else. They had a fear not. They had a fear not, just like we all get a fear not. But we need to drop the K and get into fear not. And actually the angelic beings introduced within them initially that amazing fear because they sensed something special was going on. And they wanted to run in the opposite direction. The same happened for the wise men. And yet within the Bible there's lots of actually this type of knots, fear knots. No, this type of knots, fear knots. That one there. Loads of fear knots in the Bible. They reckon there's about 103 different people, angels, God, Jesus himself spoke to people to take away the fear that was within them. And often it was brought about because of something that they had to do or were about to do. Jesus said something interesting. He said, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both, body and soul. He was talking here about the one who could destroy our lives completely. And we need to fear not, because God is with us. Jesus also said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not, said Paul. Or if the Lord was saying, fear not to Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar and to God, and God will bring you through the trial that you're about to face. And then John, when he was writing, he had this revelation in the book of Revelation, and he saw the presence of God in Jesus. When he saw Jesus, he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I was dead. And he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not, for I am the first and I am the last. Fear not. So many of us have got fear nots. You know what yours are, what your fear nots are. And the whole point of the gospel message and the Christmas story is that Jesus has come to actually take away the K and to give us this situation. So when eventually the shepherds turned up at the stable and they found the Holy Family there, Mary, interestingly enough, was able to be in that place where she was able to ponder and treasure all the things that were going on and all the things that were being said about her son. There would be a time in her life when there would be fear knots, because she would be able to see him growing up. And in the early years that was fine, but as soon as he became involved in ministry after his baptism, it must have happened for her, because she could see her son being taken from her physically. She could fear the worst for him as he began to say things that would cause eventually that time when he would be crucified. Fear knots in her life. I wonder if she was able to be in this place where she feared not, because God would redeem him from that situation also. Horror sometimes, because sometimes the fear knots, these type of knots, are so deep within us, it's quite difficult to untangle them. Now, I thought we'd have some children here today, but we haven't. We've got children of God, so you can give me a... Okay, so... We can't all pull on this. We've got one little chap. Will you pull on the end of this for me? Oh, there's one over there as well. Some knots. You want to give a tug? Do you want to give a tug? Here we go. Now, the thing is, when we're going to pull this on the count of three, one, two, three, four, we've got four knots in here, okay? We're hoping they're all going to come out. Now, on the count of three, have a think about the things that you fear most of all. And we're going to pull this cord, and we're going to ask God, the God of all peace, to remove that fear from us. Because God is with us. One, two, three. Good tug. Really good tug. One, two. We're going to need some help here. And another one. That's two. And that one. That one's gone. One here. And that one. I did this too well.
There we go.
With a bit of help, we did it. Hey, well done. Thank you. Thank you. Took a bit of effort, but we did get those knots. Oh, there's one there. And I didn't see that. You didn't see that. Sometimes things within us prevent us from seeing the goodness of God, and we allow our fears to overtake us. Jesus said something really important just at the very end of his life, and before he was ascended to be with his Father. He said to his disciples, "I am with you always, even to the end of time." And even within that, I think we can begin to believe that we need fear not. All kinds of things will happen to us in our lifetime, some good, some not so good, and we're really challenged during those times. And during those times, we may have a bit of this. But let's seek the God who brings about this situation. This situation. This situation into our lives. You're all very good at spelling, that's the trouble. Fear not, said the Lord our God. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not. Let's pray, shall we?